Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bowens, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lau fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Bowens reaches second base with a double. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for John Buzzard. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Lau drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Stevens chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau bunts towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Don Mossy. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowens for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaborn. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.